Vermont and Massachusetts rank 9th and 10th respectively in solar electricity watts per capita produced among all the states. The two states rank 7th and 8th respectively in solar installed per capita. That's according to a new report from Environment America, Lighting the Way, What We Can Learn from America's Top 12 Solar States. Referred to as the Dazzling Dozen, the report cites common denominators in how the states approach the solar industry. Environment America Energy Program Director Rob Sargent is co-author of the report. He says in 2012, installation of solar nearly doubled all previous installations nationally. And he says the report found certain states are driving that phenomena.
States representing 28% of the population are responsible for 85% of the solar power in this country. And it's not because those states have more sun, it's because they have leaders who are committed to solar and are putting in place the policies to back it up.
Sargent says the report finds there is no single policy that makes solar succeed.
You need policies that help create the conditions for solar to exist, whether it be interconnection policies. You need net metering policies and or standard offer contracts like what they do in Vermont. And then you need permitting that ensures that there aren't undue obstacles to getting solar installed in neighborhoods. What the top 12 states had in common was having all or most of these policies on the books. That provides a roadmap for other states.
The Vermont Public Interest Research Group is working with Environment America to distribute the report. Clean energy advocate Ben Walsh notes that Vermont is recognized for its net metering policies, which allows solar energy buyback to utilities. But there is room for improvement.
This isn't something that we're doing poorly now, but it's something that we could do even more on, is really streamlining the permitting process and making it super easy for all Vermonters to get solar power for themselves. The other thing that Vermonters are bumping up against or starting to is right now there's a cap above which individual utilities are allowed to tell their customers, no, you can't go solar. And three utilities have hit this cap, and one of them right now is allowing their customers to keep on going solar. And we think we should be making this easier for people, not harder.
Among the states that did not make the top 12 is New York, which, according to Rob Sargent, ranked 17th in installations per capita.
New York is just not achieving its full potential and has a lot of these policies in place and just needs to line them up a little bit better and create a little bit more of a long-term commitment to solar, because that's really important to the people that are thinking through, is it worth investing in solar? Is the state making a long-term commitment to this? And so, you know, there's states like New York that have made significant progress but didn't make the top 12.
All Earth Renewables in Williston, Vermont is a manufacturer and installer of solar systems. Management team member Andrew Savage says the company is seeing significant increase in demand for solar.
We see interest across the board, from homeowners to businesses to nonprofits to now towns and schools that are interested in solar. And I think that comes from the new financing mechanisms to make solar more affordable. It comes from the recognition that solar is a viable technology. And it comes from the recognition that other towns, other businesses, other neighbors are doing it, and people are seeing it, and seeing it more and more around the state.
Savage notes another report by the Solar Foundation that ranked Vermont 11th in solar jobs per capita, with the top sectors for employment in manufacturing, installation, sales, and distribution. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.